The Living Book Broadcast. The old, old message in modern language. Begin our reading from Esther chapter 8, verse 1. On that same day, King Ahasuerus gave the estate of Haman, the Jews' enemy, to Queen Esther. Then Mordecai was brought before the king, for Esther had told the king that he was her cousin and stepfather. The king took off his ring, which he had taken back from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai, appointing him prime minister. And Esther appointed Mordecai to be in charge of Haman's estate. And now once more, Esther came before the king, falling down at his feet and begging him with tears to stop Haman's plot against the Jews. And again the king held out the golden scepter to Esther. So she arose and stood before him and said, "If it please your majesty, and if you love me, send out a decree reversing Haman's order to destroy the Jews throughout the king's provinces. For how can I endure it to see my people butchered and destroyed?" Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther and Mordecai the Jew, "I have given Esther the palace of Haman, and he has been hanged upon the gallows because he tried to destroy you. Now go ahead and send a message to the Jews, telling them whatever you want to in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring, so that it can never be reversed." Immediately, the king's secretaries were called in. It was now the 23rd day of the month of July, and they wrote as Mordecai dictated, a decree to the Jews and to the officials, governors, and princes of all the provinces, from India to Ethiopia, 127 in all. The decree was translated into the languages and dialects of all the people of the kingdom. Mordecai wrote in the name of King Ahasuerus and sealed the message with the king's ring and sent the letters by swift carriers, riders on camels, mules, and young dromedaries used in the king's service. This decree gave the Jews everywhere permission to unite in the defense of their lives and their families, to destroy all the forces opposed to them, and to take their property. The day chosen for this throughout all the provinces of King Ahasuerus was the 13th day of March. It further stated that a copy of this decree, which must be recognized everywhere as law, must be broadcast to all the people so that the Jews would be ready and prepared to overcome their enemies. So the mail went out swiftly, carried by the king's couriers and speeded by the king's commandment. The same decree was also issued at Shushan Palace. Then Mordecai put on the royal robes of blue and white and the great crown of gold with an outer cloak of fine linen and purple and went out from the presence of the king through the city streets filled with shouting people. And the Jews had joy and gladness and were honored everywhere. And in every city and province, as the king's decree arrived, the Jews were filled with joy and had a great celebration and declared a holiday. And many of the people of the land pretended to be Jews, for they feared what the Jews might do to them.
Writes a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Sinner call and always find him there. Oh, it makes him sad to see the way we've lived. He's always ready to forgive.
He can grab a wish or make a dream.
The rainbow's end. He alone can see what lies beyond the bend.
He can touch a tree and then leave
to go. He knows every lie that you and I have told.
To see the way we've lived, he's always ready.
So on the 13th day of March, the day the two decrees of the king were to be put into effect, the day the Jews' enemies had hoped to vanquish them, though it turned out quite the contrary, the Jews gathered in their cities throughout all the king's provinces to defend themselves against any who might try to harm them. But no one tried, for they were greatly feared. And all the rulers of the provinces, the governors, officials, and aides, helped the Jews for fear of Mordecai. For Mordecai was a mighty name in the king's palace, and his fame was known throughout all the provinces, for he had become more and more powerful. But the Jews went ahead on that appointed day and slaughtered their enemies. They even killed 500 men in Shushan. They also killed the 10 sons of Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Jews' enemy: Parshandatha, Dalphon, Aspatha, Paratha, Adalia, Adritha, Parmashta, Aristai, Eridai, and Bezatha. But they did not try to take Haman's property. Late that evening, when the king was informed of the number of those slain in Shushan, he called for Queen Esther. "The Jews have killed 500 men in Shushan alone," he exclaimed, "and also Haman's 10 sons. If they have done that here, I wonder what has happened in the rest of the provinces. But now, what more do you want? It will be granted to you. Tell me, and I will do it." And Esther said, "If it please your majesty, let the Jews who are here at Shushan do again tomorrow as they have done today, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows." So the king agreed, and the decree was announced at Shushan, and they hung up the bodies of Haman's 10 sons. Then the Jews at Shushan gathered together the next day and also killed 300 more men, though again they took no property. Meanwhile, the other Jews throughout the king's provinces had gathered together and stood for their lives and destroyed all their enemies, killing 75,000 of those who hated them. But they did not take their goods. Throughout the provinces, this was done on the 13th day of March. And the next day they rested, celebrating their victory with feasting and gladness. But the Jews at Shushan went on killing their enemies the second day also, and rested the 15th day with feasting and gladness. And so it was that the Jews in the unwalled villages throughout Israel, to this day, have an annual celebration on the 14th day of the month, rejoicing and sending gifts to each other. Mordecai wrote a history of all these events, and sent letters to the Jews near and far throughout all the king's provinces, encouraging them to declare an annual holiday on the 14th and 15th of March, to celebrate with feasting, gladness, and the giving of gifts this historic day when the Jews were saved from their enemies, when their sorrow was turned to gladness, and their mourning into happiness. So the Jews adopted Mordecai's suggestion and began this annual custom. As a reminder of the time when Haman, the son of Amedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had plotted to destroy them, at the time determined by a throwing of the dice, and to remind them that when the matter came before the king, he issued a decree causing Haman's plot to boomerang, and he and his sons were hanged on the gallows. That is why this celebration is called Purim, because the word for throwing dice in Persian is kur. All the Jews throughout the realm agreed to inaugurate this tradition and to pass it on to their descendants and to all who became Jews. They declared they would never fail to celebrate these 2 days at the appointed time each year. It would be an annual event from generation to generation, celebrated by every family throughout the countryside and cities of the empire, so that the memory of what had happened would never perish from the Jewish race. Meanwhile, Queen Esther, daughter of Ahasuerus, later adopted by Mordecai the Jew, had written a letter throwing her full support behind Mordecai's letter inaugurating this, his annual feast of Purim. In addition, letters were sent to all the Jews throughout the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus with messages of goodwill and encouragement to confirm these 2 days annually as the Feast of Purim, decreed by both Mordecai the Jew and by Queen Esther. Indeed, the Jews themselves had decided upon this tradition as a remembrance of the time of their national fasting and prayer. So the commandment of Esther confirmed these dates, and it was recorded as law. King Ahasuerus not only laid tribute upon the mainland, but even on the islands of the sea. His great deeds and also the full account of the greatness of Mordecai and the honors given him by the king are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Media and Persia. For Mordecai the Jew was the prime minister, with authority next to that of King Ahasuerus himself. He was, of course, very great among the Jews and respected by all his countrymen because he did his best for his people and was a friend at court for all of them. We have been reading from the Living Old Testament, a paraphrase. We've read Esther chapters 8 through 10. Now here's a special invitation to join us the next time we come your way with the Living Book broadcast.